Hey guys, welcome back to the Podtail Podcast. I'm your host, Edmond Orenge, and I'm also the founder of the Podtail Podcast. So before we even start the episode, I want to thank our partner, Johnny Isaiah, and also he's the head of the band, the Kalista Band. So we use Johnny Isaiah's song on the background. So people have been asking, which song do you use on your background? It's nice and all of that. So Johnny Isaiah sang that song, and it's part of his album. So you go and check it out on Spotify, and just search Johnny Isaiah, and it will bring everything for you. That's easy as that. I would also like to thank the reactions and the reactions you guys have shown me on Spotify. I'll continue with this consistency, and I hope that it will help you and elevate you in your life. So today I'm going to talk about friendships, something about friendships. It's a very interesting topic, and the topic is, do you have the capacity for real friendships? So in this episode, I will explore the concept of real friendships and what it means to have the capacity for them. Okay. I will get into the qualities that make a friendship genuine, such as trust, empathy, and mutual respect. Okay. I think we'll also discuss how individuals can cultivate these qualities within themselves so that they can foster deeper connections with others. And additionally, we'll also explore common barriers for forming real friendships and strategies for overcoming them. And I think I will aim to provide listeners with insights and tools to assess and enhance their capacity for real friendships in their lives. So it's all about friendships, and the things that I've mentioned, I'm going to like talk about them. And yeah, I hope we enjoy this one. Okay. Yeah, question one. I'll ask you, my audience, how important is it for you to have quality friendships? I'll answer that on my side. So for me, I think quality friendships are crucial for mental and emotional and also physical well-being. Okay, these friends, they are here to like to provide support, companionship, and a sense of belonging. Okay, so if you have good friends, they like they can offer you like encouragement, empathy, and also they like help you navigate life's challenges. Okay, so if you don't have quality friendships, one might feel like lonely, isolated, and also like you lack the social support which everyone needs, and it can negatively impact your overall health and happiness and how you carry yourself. So having quality friendships is highly important for fulfilling and having a meaningful life. Okay, so I think friends are the people we trust to check on us, and also when we are wrong. These are people who check on us when we are wrong. They correct us. Friends are the people that we trust to hold us accountable when our decisions and character are questionable. Okay, yeah. So having important friends, guys, it's really, really important. And it's like a tool you should have in life. Okay, these are people like they can tell us the truth and check on us. When we are out of character, out of pocket, you see. Okay, yeah. So there's a certain verse in Proverbs. I think I'll mention it on the comment section. It states that faithful are the wounds of a friend. And to be a faithful friend, you have to be able to have the access. You have to have the permission to tell your friend when they are stepping out of line. So if you cannot receive truth, you may not have many true friends in your life. Okay. And I think I want you guys to work on that area in your life so that you can have deep and meaningful conversations and friendships. Okay. because unajua genuine friendships is marked by qualities such as trust, mutual respect, empathy, honesty, supportiveness, and the ability to be yourself without fear of judgment. Okay, yeah, so it's built on shared interests, experiences, and values. And also I think it involves both parties actively investing time and effort into the relationship. So it needs you guys to like invest in the time and also the effort. It's quick to come one-sided. Okay, so authentic friendships are also characterized by forgiveness, understanding, and the willing to communicate openly and resolve conflicts. And in an overall perspective, for me, I think genuine friendships enhance our well-being, and it enriches our lives in very meaningful ways. Nimesema tu earlier. Okay, so one thing also on exploring common barriers to forming real friendship, I think it involves understanding factors like fear of rejection, lack of trust, social anxiety, and also busy schedules. Okay, so one thing I want to tell you guys is not everyone is your friend. Trust me. Let me be your guide, because I've learned one big lesson. Because for me, I thought that I can befriend everyone in my life, but character development it showed me that not all people can be your friend. Trust me, not everyone can be your friend. There's this famous quote, I think it was Burale. He said that not everyone who claps for you is there for you. Others are warming their hands to slap you. You see, so that was for me. I think with character development and everything nice, I think that's what came to me. The slaps. Okay, yeah, so another example is this college and campus friendships. It's okay, trust me. Okay, I know when we are in college or in campus, we are around a lot of people. It's kind of sometimes hard to decipher friends from associations to, oh, we're just classmates, to, oh, we're just teammates or roommates. You see, when you go through times like that, it's really about quality over quantity. Okay, babe. Okay, guys. yeah, so those two are three things you must have. Quality. Quality. Have quality, character, and there's something else I've forgotten, but I'll remember and tell you guys. So, if you, and wisdom. Yeah, you should have wisdom when you choosing friends. So those two or three friends in your corner that you know, that you can confide in, that you know they can seek out wisdom from you, keep them. It's not a must that you have a bunch or 50, 80. Trust me, you'll lose in life. And they won't like, you won't even feel comfortable if you have like, it's okay to have 80, but have those close friends, like 2, 3, 5. It depends on you, on how you want them. You can have even 80 close friends. Yeah, so because you can't get wisdom from anybody. You can't look at what everyone is doing, because you will end up mirroring what everyone is doing. You can't get wisdom from everyone. I hope you've gotten that point. Okay, because everyone has a different assignment and purpose in life. And we match with a few people, and that's how life wants us to work. It wants us to work like we match with a few people, our purpose, our assignments in life, you see. And it's important to have conviction and a praying heart to God about who we need to like talk to, who we need to like surround ourselves the most with. You see, yeah, it's cool to have these associations, friends, like in universities, because unajua, in the universities and colleges, it's for networking, connecting. But at the end of the day, you must have a bigger discernment on who has a bigger and better influence in your life. So once you've prayed about it and you've known who's for you and you know who can go, who you can go to, I think it's golden, guys. I swear. So God is going to send you someone who is going to like value you, protect you, and also take care of your friendship. So be patient also. And something I can tell you guys, or someone who's listening this, you deserve a beautiful friendship, because you deserve that. I know you deserve this because you've done the work, you've put in the time and effort, and you'll find this person who will like reciprocate by actions, because you're a special friend. Okay, yeah. So for me, I think I like small circles of friends, because I don't like entertaining people who don't understand reciprocation and value. As I've said earlier, I was taught, I was character developed. And for me, right now, once we part as friends, I don't read my books backwards. I think once we're done, I think my assignment with you in this life, it's done. I know people will say, oh, he might help you, him or she might help you in front. Of course, you must keep your books open. But for me, personally, I think if it's that bad, I just don't read my books backwards. Trust me. Yeah, so lastly, I'll talk about the peace management on this episode. So I'm going to tell you how and why it's important to have peace management in your friendship, or before you become friends with someone. So peace management is a requirement in friendship, and I need you to make up your mind that for the sake of your destiny, you're going to defend your peace. It's just a requirement. You need to defend your peace from anyone. Okay. Whether it will be some accomplishment or preservation or for the potential of any relationship or friendship, I need you to like protect your peace. If the price to keep, attract, or maintain something in your life, you have to keep everything 100 and serious for your own peace. Okay, guys? Yeah, so I know we want to be like friends with everyone. We want to like engage with everyone. It's good for your networking, finding new friends, finding new purpose. It's okay. But if you want like those close friends that you can grow with in life, you have to like follow what I've told you guys. Okay, so thank you so much. Big thank you to Mr. Johnny Isaiah for a beautiful piece of song that we use at our background music. And thank you for your loyalty, for listening to the Podtel podcast, for supporting us. We are a growing podcast. We're still finding our feet. We're still finding new ways to interact with our audience, also consistency, also for me like interacting or recording episodes. Sometimes you can feel like I mama or lose track on my points, but I'm trying. I'm getting good feedbacks, which I'm really humble, and yeah, continue buying our merchandise. I'll keep on telling you guys. support our Sani Wadogo, and meet you. I'll meet you guys on the next episode. So thank you so much. And I'll keep this episode short for you guys so that you can enjoy and also find, you can also find purpose with the Portal podcast. So thank you so much, and stay safe. Stay safe. Pray a lot, and love your friends. Yeah. So thank you, and bye-bye.